Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 53. I'm your host, Jan Urban. The show is being released on Monday, November 23rd, 2009. Today's interview was recorded on November 17, 2009. What are the negative consequences of positive thinking? Is positive thinking a good thing, or does positive thinking have the potential to be used as a tool for mind control and manipulation? Is positive thinking responsible for the financial meltdown? Who really gets rich from the positive thinking movement? Does the human mind have the ability to directly manifest thoughts into reality? What is the difference between positive thinking and critical thinking? Today's guest is Dr. Barbara Ehrenreich, who is the author of more than a dozen books, including Nickel and Dimed and Bait and Switch. And today she'll be on to discuss her latest book, Bright Sided, How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America. This interview is an excellent follow-up to my last week's discussion with Mitch Horowitz on Occult America. So I do recommend that you check out both interviews together, as well as applying the trivium to both. And I wanted to mention again that John Allegro's The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross is now in print, both the softcover and hardcover versions of that, and I hope to be shipping those by December 1st, if not sooner. And upcoming shows, I will be having on Michael Sarion, who will be here to discuss The Trees of Knowledge and the Role of Women and Mushrooms in Ancient Religion. Also, Rabbi Yisrael Dovid Weiss will be on from Natura Carta to discuss Zionism and the End of Israel, and that is one fascinating interview that you definitely won't want to miss. And as I mentioned before, Rabbi Weiss is the man who gave the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, an award for not being a racist and for understanding the true issues behind Zionism. And if you haven't checked that out, I'll be posting a video of that to the interview when I release that. And also James Orrick will be on to discuss his new book, Tryptamine Palace, and Stephen Zarlinga from the American Monetary Institute will be back on to finish part two of his interview with me. And Josh Homan will be on to discuss his recent studies on ayahuasca shamanism in Peru, and also Robert Forte, the author of Entheogens and the Future of Religion, and Steve Bayer from Singing to the Plants, and some other goodies that I still have lined up, and you'll just have to wait for my announcement of those. And we still need help, and I'm getting tired of asking, but we do still need help with transcribing a few of the transcripts, a few of the interviews, if you would like to help with that. So please contact me if you have a few hours of spare time to help on that. You can reach me at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And as I mentioned last week, we now have some Christmas crafts and things like that for sale linked on the store page of the Gnostic Media website to Annie Arts, which are Christmas crafts, as well as some handmade Amanita muscaria Christmas tree ornaments for any of you who would like to get some very cool Christmas gifts and wrappings and things like that for the holidays. I think you'll appreciate that. If you would like to donate directly to Gnostic Media, please go to www.gnosticmedia.com. That's GNOSTICmedia.com. And click on the donate button at the top left of the website. Donations this week, my love and thanks goes out to Dr. Craig, Marco, George, and Randy for their donations. This show is dedicated to all of you guys, and thank you so much for your support. This show is mostly run on donations. We are not corporate media, but independent media in the truest sense of the words. And by donating or ordering one of the books or DVDs or the audio archives from the website, you help to support this programming and make sure that we'll be back again next week. Without your help, we really would cease to be here. And I do really appreciate everyone who makes a donation, no matter how large or small. And as I've said over the last few weeks or a couple months on the show, we're trying to get caught up on some bills, and we've lowered the price on everything on the website except for John Allegro's book, The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross. So if you'd like to get any items for the holidays or any gifts or anything like that, now's your chance, 25% off for the audio archives, the Pharmacratic Inquisition DVD, which goes into detail on the origins of the Christmas celebrations, as well as Astrotheology and Shamanism, my first book with Andrew Rutaji, and the Holy Mushroom book, Evidence of Mushrooms in Judeo-Christianity, is also up there for a discount. So please check that out, and thank you so much for support. And lest I forget, the views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by myself or Gnostic Media. And once again, the website is www.gnosticmedia.com. That's GNOSTICmedia.com. You can contact me directly at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And thanks for listening, and thank you for your support. Enjoy the show. Barbara, would you like to start out by discussing who is Dr. Barbara Ehrenreich and what is your educational background?
Okay. It's a little hard question, bit of a hard question to answer. I have a PhD in cell biology, actually cellular immunology. And I did that, and then I got interested in becoming an activist for social change, and somehow willy-nilly found myself doing a lot of writing in my role. I was mainly originally an activist around healthcare issues, and, you know, bit by bit, that's what I came to define myself. I mean, that's what the IRS wants to put down an occupation. I started putting down writer at a certain point. So I range all over the place. I have no respecter of any academic barriers or disciplines or anything, because I'm not, you know, a member of them, and I just let myself be driven by whatever question I'm asking. And if I'm asking a question that takes me into biology, fine, or anthropology or history. I'm often described as a historian, so I have no particular limits on my curiosity.
How did you get involved in studying positive thinking and the whole bright-sided movement?
Well, it all started with something, with a personal experience. 8 years ago, I was being treated for breast cancer. And I, you know, naturally wanted all the information and support I could get, especially with my background in health issues. I wanted to reach out to other women who had gone through the same thing or were going through it and get tips and so on. But what I got was something rather different. What I found out there in the web and in so many of the books and things was constant exhortations to be positive, to be cheerful, to be upbeat about the disease itself,